Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comment for today, Wednesday, July 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up a penny at 331 and three quarters, September wheat up 3.5 cents at 531, November beans down a penny and a half at 891 and a half. We had some export announcements this morning, 453 beans to China, 211 beans to unknown, most likely China. There was not comment on 262,000 metric tons of beans received for delivery to China. I'm not quite sure exactly what that was, but it does look like it's a sale to China. So that's almost 900, almost a million metric tons of beans to China. That should firm beans up a little bit here, I would guess. The dollar continues to be weak. It's under 95 cents now, trading at 94.92. The silver and gold continue to move higher. Silver's up 73 cents an ounce. It's been another dollar higher at one point last night. Gold's up $4. It was up another 20 bucks last night. We might be seeing a little bit of the highs being reached in the middle of right now. But certainly inflation is out there, and that's got to be helpful for the grains in the long run. You know, I think people might be starting to look around and seeing what's cheap. And if inflation is coming back into these markets, you know, you don't want to be short $3 corn and $8 beans, in my opinion, or $5 wheat. Why do I think there's inflation? I think the government's put $3 to $6 trillion into this economy. They had to print this money up. It's making the dollar worth a lot less, in my opinion, long run. And that usually causes inflation out here. So I think we've got some problems. And, you know, hopefully on the inflation front, that can help the wheat, corn, and beans move higher, particularly if the dollar continues to move lower. We still have competition from Russia and the wheat, but apparently there's a good chunk of the Russian wheat that's really under some stress out here, so hopefully we can pick up some business in the long run. Weather still continues to look pretty good. Rains, 80-degree temps, no real problems out here for the time being. If the rain shuts off in August, then maybe we can see a bigger rally in the bean market. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.